The capital of Bolivia is usually called La Paz, but the city's full name is Nuestra Señora de La Paz. That means Our Lady of Peace. Reporter Asa Merritt recently traveled to La Paz and found a group of women who were often anything but peaceful.
I'm standing in Murillo Plaza in central La Paz. It's the center of city life, surrounded by state buildings and Bolivia's presidential palace. The big round clock on the palace strikes four. The clock is a mirror image of a traditional clock, and the hands run counterclockwise. I want to find out why, but first I will have to experience some of the newest and oldest, cleanest and dirtiest parts of the city. The woman who puts me on this path goes by the name of Angela La Folclorista.
Welcome to Bolivia. Thank you. I love you.
That's her.
Mi nombre es Ángela la Folclorista, una mujer de pollera.
She calls herself una mujer de la pollera, woman of the skirt. That's another way of saying I'm a cholita. Cholitas are indigenous women of Bolivia, usually ethnically Quechuan or Aymaran. You can recognize cholitas by their ankle-length puffy skirts and their tiny bowler hats, which seem like they'll fall off any minute.
Ese es el único orgullo.
That's the only pride we have, is to be Bolivian women. Brave women with a lot of strength.
Until recently, cholitas were second-class citizens, boxed out from higher education and often stuck cleaning homes.
Porque antes no se veía.
This is not something you would see before. Men were very racist. They didn't want to see women of the pollera. They would say, they're only for the kitchen.
Where Angela works is nothing like a kitchen.
In the ring, I have a technical fighter style. I'm not rough, I'm on the nice side. There are bad cholitas, as you would call them, but my style is technical.
Angela is a cholita luchadora, a Bolivian pro wrestler. She fights in a league similar to Lucha Libre in Mexico or the WWE in the United States. It's a kind of wrestling with heroes and villains, entrance songs. Angela gives me two ringside tickets for the upcoming bout in El Alto, La Paz's sister city. She's the headliner. I'll see you there, she tells me.
Buenas tardes.
To get to El Alto, Spanish for the heights, I soar above the city on La Paz's newly built gondola system. El Alto has an elevation of almost 14,000 feet. It feels like I'm disappearing into the sky. From up here, you can see Bolivia's poverty. A river of sewage splits the city in two. On the outskirts, filthy sheep scavenge through garbage. Riding in this German-designed space-age air trolley feels absurd. But a new public transportation system is just one of President Evo Morales' radical ideas for South America's poorest country. Evo, as most people call him, is Bolivia's first indigenous president. He's made a lot of changes since coming into office in 2005, especially for cholitas like Angela.
He has opened this historical moment.
Claudia Espinoza is Bolivia's vice minister of communications.
Las mujeres de pollera.
Cholitas are now occupying many public positions. They have conquered many spaces in many different institutions of the state and society. They are also, in many instances, the head of households. We have many congresswomen and senators, ministers, vice ministers.
Cholitas like Silvia Lazarte, for example. She helped draft the country's new constitution. Justa Canaviri, another cholita, is a nationally known celebrity chef. And journalist Remedios Loza broke ethnic barriers with her radio and TV shows. The gondola empties out into a sprawling market of tarp tents and barrel fires. Hunched shopkeepers hawk fried fish and cheap underwear all day long. Almost all of them are cholitas. When not speaking to customers, they speak mostly Aymara. No one knows how long the language has been spoken here.
When the Spaniards arrived, they arrived in violence, especially against the indigenous peoples and against women.
Espinoza tells me that the clock in Murillo Plaza runs backwards because it is counting back the days and years to the time before the Spanish came to South America. For Evo and his followers, Bolivia's history doesn't start in 1825 when this country gained independence from Spain. It starts in 1533, when the Spanish conquered the Incan Empire. The rise of the cholita has been 500 years in the making.
Today, indigenous women have a transcendental value in our political, economic, and social lives. She is our symbol as well, representing how we have been able to overcome colonialism and are advancing towards decolonialism. The Cholita luchadoras create a different image of Bolivia. They provide a sense of modernism, postmodernism, by practicing this type of activity that previously didn't exist in our country.
I arrive at the arena. A giant poster of Angela, fist up, greets me at the entrance. It's not Madison Square Garden. The venue looks like a high school basketball court. There are no more than a couple hundred fans. But when the luchadors start their entrances, flexing their muscles in time with blasting music, the fans go wild. At first it's just men. A guy in camo takes on the ref. Then the ref gets battered by a dude in a blue jumpsuit. In another fight, a mummy chases a wrestler into the stands. There's fake blood everywhere. Somebody gets lit on fire. Chairs get broken. The fans are only a few feet away from the carnage. It's a liability lawyer's dream come true. Finally, Cholitas enter the fray. These women aren't wearing spandex like American female wrestlers. They're wearing the same Cholita clothing they wear on the street, long skirts and bowler hats. Angela is the final Cholita to enter the ring. Angela doesn't fight other women. She fights the men. There's some weird sexist stuff happening, but by the end of the match, Angela is always the winner. I find her after the fight.
I'm very happy and content to have another night of fighting, another night of art, adrenaline, and strength, another night that I'm in the center of the ring, happy, doing what I like most.
She's covered in sweat.
Mi mamá es luchadora, Ángela la folclorista.
That's Ángela's middle school age daughter, Teresa, standing by her side. My mom is a wrestler, she tells me.
Y un placer para mí que sea una luchadora.
It's a pleasure for me that she's a wrestler. I'm very proud of her. I'm her number one fan. Teresa describes the Cholitas Luchadores as one of the seven wonders of the world. But she doesn't want her mom's job. It's too dangerous for her. And unlike the Cholitas who came before her, Teresa can choose her own dream. For only a game, I'm Asa Merritt.